I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Continuing to look at the local state of the arts at year's end, nonprofit organizations have a central role in the cultural community, and in the Willamette Valley, the Lane Arts Council has played a key part. Their eclectic contributions include programs within the schools, workshops, and professional guidance for working artists, sponsorship of the First Friday Art Walks in Eugene, arts grants, and more. Here with me in the KLCC studios is Leora Sponko, Executive Director of the Lane Arts Council. Thanks for coming in, Leora.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Well, how is the creative and financial climate for arts nonprofits at the close of 2015?
Well, there are so many fantastic arts organizations in this town and around Lane County. And I'll say for Lane Arts Council, we actually are experiencing increased investment from our local community and from state and from national funders. So we've actually increased our budget this year and able to provide more programs to our community. I think the nonprofit arts community are working really hard to develop more partnerships, and many of them as well are seeing some increased support from funders and also looking at how to build audiences.
One of the programs that you do with the Lane Arts Council that is definitely very much of a partnership is the ArtCore program in the schools. How is that evolving?
We are in year two of ArtCore. ArtCore is an arts integration program where we have artists partnering with classroom teachers to integrate the arts into lessons, whether it's math, science, or social studies. We're seeing the arts become an important tool for classroom engagement of students and developing creativity in students. It's a new framework for teaching and learning, and so we're saying that the arts can become a tool for teaching and learning in any subject area and actually address standards that are being tested against. And so the arts become a really important way for students to become engaged in learning. And so I think teachers are finding ArtCore valuable because they get to reconnect to why they started teaching in the first place, and they get to be creative and expressive themselves. The idea is that the teacher builds confidence and capacity to teach the arts on their own, and so it's a new way of teaching.
One of the other major things that Lane Arts Council does in the community is to sponsor the First Friday Art Walk. Many of the stops on the First Friday Art Walk now are not traditional galleries. They're businesses displaying art, and dedicated art galleries are struggling on a financial level. How do you see that evolution progressing?
Yeah, it is really sad to hear a gallery close in Eugene. At least one gallery a year seems to be closing in Eugene, and that is heartbreaking for us to see. There are more and more businesses that are wanting to show art and participate in the art walk, and we're seeing that the traditional gallery model disappearing in Eugene, and there are going to be conversations in the community about why is that happening and what can we do collectively to address that? How can we bring in more cultural tourists to Eugene to make Eugene an arts destination to support the art scene here?
And do you have specific ideas you want to contribute to that conversation about how we can make that happen?
I love collaboration, and I think that's the key to success. And so continued collaboration with the city, with organizations, with businesses to make Eugene an arts destination. What about, you know, creating an arts and music festival, or bringing in artists from other communities to come in and work with our local artists? I think we need to put more of an emphasis on the visual arts in Eugene. Creating studio space for artists or a visual arts center is something that the community is talking about. So there's so many ideas, and I think if we work together, we can actually make that happen.
One of the other issues that we've talked about in the arts community is access, particularly across boundaries of economics and ethnicity as well. And due to your bilingual nature and your experience within that community, how can we bridge the gap better between the Latino community and the rest of the Valley and other ethnic communities as well?
I think it's the type of programs that we offer. Are our programs interesting and accessible to the Latino community, for example? Are we partnering with community-based organizations? We created Latino-integrated events throughout the county, and we're going to continue that next year because we're seeing that people come to events that where there's programs for them and that they're accessible financially.
And in 2016, are there other things that we can do that are specific and practical to make the art scene more vibrant locally?
I think advocacy is important, local advocacy, whether it's advocating to school districts, advocating to businesses, advocating to other partners in our community about the importance and the benefits of the arts. So I think one thing that we can continue to do better is to articulate that. what is the impacts of the arts in our lives. It's not just a small community that's impacted by the arts, but we're all impacted by the arts.
Well, thank you so much for all you do in the creative community and for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Eric.
Leora Esponco, Executive Director of the Lane Arts Council. For more on the Lane Arts Council, lanearts.org. And for more of KLCC's State of the Arts interviews, continue to listen through the end of December. They'll be archived online as well at klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.